Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
With the likes of senior veterans Max Winalda and Larry Staples, Hudson Owings up front in the trenches for the maroon and gold, we knew preseason it would be a strength for Scott Bless's 10th-ranked North Cougars. In a 2-0 getaway, it certainly has, enabling quarterback Dash King and running back Kewan Hayes to do their thing, which they did last Friday wearing down B&L and using a couple of Aiden Steinfeld touchdowns in the fourth quarter to come from behind and win.
You know, there was a big push up front. And again, in the fourth quarter, I think we wore them down. One of the things we talked about was we didn't take advantage of all of our scoring opportunities, but we sure snapped the ball a whole lot.
Off to Terre Haute South for the start of Conference Indiana play Friday night for Scott Bless's Maroon and Gold. Chalk Talk at 6:30, and the kick will be at 7 o'clock. Here on the airwaves, the Braves beat the Cougars 34-20 last year. Ryan Day has named Kyle McCord as starting quarterback for the Buckeyes Saturday against the Hoosiers in the opener. Now 30-point favorites, the Scarlet and Gray. Tom Allen talks offensive line in our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
While Ryan Day named Kyle McCord as his starting quarterback Saturday against the Hoosiers, you know, I've talked about it since the hire of offensive veteran line coach Bob Bostad back in January. So Bob certainly from that point on, spring, fall, as coach. Number 3 Ohio State awaits with yet another top quality, high-ranked defensive unit. A lot of veterans for Indiana. Untested they are, under the teachings of Bostad. We'll see how far they've come. It's the make or break to any Hoosier football success. And it all starts for Indiana Saturday.
I feel like we made progress. I guess we'll know for sure on Saturday. I know obviously it's a tremendous test, and running the football against these guys has never been easy. That's been a challenge consistently, every year we played them. But I do feel like our O-line has improved. But at the same time, they got to show it on game day, and that's got to be a consistent thing that we see each and every week.
Obviously, and to stay healthy, that'll be another big key for the O-line of Coach Tom as he readies his troops to take on the Buckeyes, who are now 30-point favorites at Saturday. Our thought for this Wednesday, change starts with listening and learning before speaking and teaching. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.